sit here with Jason Drew. Drew Wines, just a gorgeous day here in Mendocino County. And I'm sitting along his apple orchard. And I'm really talking a bit about his winery and also the emerging area known as Mendocino Ridge, which is a newer area that shows a lot of promise for Pinot Noir. Why don't we start, Jason, just give me a little bit of information about your background and how you ended up here.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for coming up. I have a long version and a short version. I'm not one, but I'll try to kind of keep it similar to the shorter side. I started in the industry a while back. So basically, my first job in the industry was with the St. Supery. And that was in 91. I was actually working at St. Supery doing an internship for the University of Syracuse, California. And short after that, I graduated and I got my first real job working at the wine industry for Cartier Vineyards. And I started as associate manager in 92, and then stayed there through 95, and started working a little bit more with the winery and things too, and getting a little bit more of a feel of, what the winemaking is all about, and putting the two together, and starting to see that picture. In 96, I came up to Anderson Valley, and was a new manager for the Barrel, which was a much shorter stint. And I worked with Ted Bennett and Joe Klein, and really enjoyed learning a little bit more about the area up here on the North Coast, particularly Anderson Valley, and pictures of his talks as well. So I was pretty familiar with the area back then from the mid-90s, and had lots of wines from the area in the early 90s. And from there, I realized I wanted to go back and really learn a little bit more technical information about geology and winemaking. And so I started researching different schools and looked at Fresno and the University of Davis, and there's Oregon State. I started thinking, well, let's look outside the box and I'm going back to school and get a graduate degree, and what other options are there besides just getting a part of that. When I started looking into Australia, there's a couple schools there, and I zeroed in on the University of Adelaide in South Australia, and I found it to be a very good program. That's how you get a great mixture of practical versus theory, and then winemaking, good staff, and just a great place to be, because the bonus was I was able to experience firsthand, first degree, the Aussie way of making wines and growing grapes, which is fairly different. That's another subject for another conversation. So we received a graduate degree in geology from the University of Adelaide in the UBA. Molly was with me. She's walking over there. She's in the watering department right now as we speak. And we actually had our first son, Owen, Hispanic Death Valley, Santa Maria, and that was really a huge learning curve for me and a great experience, a high opener experience of what potential really was all about. You know, and I was kind of feeling like I was experiencing it most firsthand, like this is a frontier, this is a new, exciting, world-class event going on. And so, you know, I really started realizing that I was in the middle of something quite profound, like in 1999, 2001, and then sideways cancer, things just took off. Crisis. And so, that's where we launched the Dream Label, which was one of the first releases in 2000. And I was making that while at Babcock, launched a while at Babcock in 2003. I moved into our little warehouse that we've been releasing in Fielding, which is just on the outskirts, just released there. And that was a great project, or a great space to be in, because that's why I finally got. I was kind of like in the midst of separating, from Babcock and doing it with the help of Brian, and it was a good, healthy separation. I could feel the time that I said that I was going to be there. He was very helpful in the relationship that I had with his wife. It's made me feel like, okay, this guy really. Here, and then there was we're embarking now on a radical transition, and at this stage, 2001, 2003, we always felt like we really need to own this property, and we weren't confined to be in one little space, but we wanted to be along the coast somewhere, because that's where we come to, that's what we were really into at the time, and very passionate about. And, where you can go, but, you can also, chances are, if you're lucky, you can also go great Syrah as well, which is, one quality you can work with, but primarily it's Pinot Noir, and you can only make 1% Pinot Noir, 2% Syrah. So it's really about finding a location that you can grow exceptional Pinot Noir. And so, we're not confined, we're looking out the box again, let's see here, where are our possibilities? And we decided to take a little trip up north, the North Coast. And we're going to just kind of go there for time, our big old mini vacation. We had some friends up here. And our intention wasn't to really find and look and purchase a piece of property while I visit up here. As you can imagine, that sometimes that comes to fruition while you're in the right to get your attention or not. So we got up here. For a three-day little stint, a few thousand and four. And we had some extra time to go, and so we decided to call the real estate agent, just for fun, and then, you know, the parties and parties were around there. So I keep and yeah, and then they came to that. I wanted to get to an altitude where they didn't have to wrestle the frost. I think that was one big reason was that the frost had to be able to do with a lot of their product. I mean, in the full pockets, mobilization, they decided to go with just the high ground. And they probably learned that from Italy and Germany. So how much people was planning up here? Do you have any idea? You know, I know there's I think there's an article in Population America about the ABA and may have been eventually coming because of people. There's not a lot of maybe as little as 30 figures in the world. But it's just being discovered now. And it's a serious campaign for the global officers who are in the U.S.
So, what is your plan as far as vineyards here?
Well, we've got 26 acres here, and we've discovered where phase one is going to go. And there's the 5 acres that will be on a little bowl just in the southeast corner of the property. And well, the plan was to plant that 2 years ago, and then it was next year, and now it might be next year again. So the plan is that we're going to fit in the grass as we can. I can happily say that we have prepped the first 5 acres, and we've really tested, wanted to compost it, check the soils, and we can plant a little suppers. For vineyard grinds, it's just sitting on my desk, kind of aggravating a little bit. And I'm grabbing inside of it. So, I already cost plenty of time, so it's not going to smell like that. So, you know, the economy is not
about your current portfolio of lines where you source scrapes and lay your lineup of Pinot Noir and so on?
Well, right now I have 6 Pinot Noirs. 3 Pinot Noirs are from Anderson Valley. There was one from the Sonoma Coast, that's from the Blue Ridge, which is again the top right on the coast. Right next to Hirsch and the flowers and the kind of water. And then there's the San Miguel Basin, which that's where it is this one. So there's the Weir Vineyard for our flowers, the Brutal Ashman from the Sonoma Coast. What's your winemaking regimen, just briefly? You know, it's pretty consistent in terms of the methodology. There's little peaks and turns, and I think a lot of wine with each had a lot of each vintage. I will, let's just start from the beginning. I'll bring in a fruit very cool. I'll put in the cold room, and it's the berries down 2 to 4 degrees. And then I'll
myself. How about availability? Your wife has a consumer friend or Wednesday. Is it through a mailing list or?
www.drewwines.com. So Drew, www.drewwines.com. www.drewwines.com. Don't forget the S on the end. And then give us a call. We're here most of the time. So the number here at the winery is 707-877-1771. Other than that, we we have three markets in California. We have big shooters. They're working for us in California, Orlando, Lakewood, Central Coast, Santa Barbara area, mainly, and then down the Bay Area. McGill Wines is on the North Coast. And then we have J&L over the Central Coast, and Sherwood Hills on the South Coast. And primarily, our main market is in California. There's been a few other states that we've been working to, but not the same in Hawaii. Hawaii is one of them. Chicago is a great market for us. So you can find us in Chicago and several nice restaurants and different retailers for the local. So, what I thought I'd do is work with Tampa.
What's your production figures?
Production right now is just under 2,000 cases, and 90% of that is pure water. So, the rest is on the only one just going to be developed right now. So, that'll hopefully grow to 150 cases once the bottles launch or probably stay there. It's fun, and I really love being able to make your water from different APAs. Really exciting. The manners of that is just so strong that they really come along. It's just building in terms of its reputation and its value of it. It's a world class region and to be able to build them from. It's different. It's a different style, very distinctive, very unique in terms of the expression of the wine.
There's some versus here.
Versus anywhere else.
Versus anywhere else.
I think we have that with some special items about it. It is really distinctive in terms of its expression. It's almost like you can pick it out as an Anderson Valley. You can use it with Sergio Hall's production members or the host. They're all great appellations. Anderson Valley, Temple of Palladio, Sonora, Rambly, and McMurphy. There's this rusticity about it. It's also really nice for us. It's picked in some but being able to just see these differences in the appellations and knowing that I make one in a different solar way and knowing that those differences are real and they're from your location. It's pretty fun.
I think that's what's nice about a wine of a wine like you have is that they come from different vineyards, different appellations, and people can play around with it and actually see the differences and get some experience.